Clicking record, and then 3, 2, 1.
That wasn't really a camera. Right. 3, 2, 1. That was pretty good.
And we're back. We're back like we never left.
No, it's exactly the same. There's been no gap in time.
Yeah, we
We're
just finished
still.
recording yesterday, the first episode, which you already heard if you're
We're
listening to this
recording
one.
every day sequentially, starting January. No, that was December.
Yep. But it's
It was
like
like
we're
December.
back and it's actually February.
Yes,
So,
we gotcha.
gotcha. Welcome back to episode two.
Of Static Line. Thanks to all our brand new listeners. We're very excited about it. I had a friend tell me, shout out to my friend Ava, who I sent the link to, and she said she doesn't really like podcasts, but she liked listening to ours.
Oh,
So I thought that was a win.
huge.
Shout out to Ava. Thank you. That was a
Big
good
shout out,
compliment.
Eva. Thank you. Yeah, we
I've
loved
been.
all of your comments down below. I don't think we actually received any, but if
I
you
don't
want to
know if
leave a
they
comment,
can. Would the comments be like in the reviews section of
maybe
Apple
that's what I'm thinking
Podcasts?
of.
Like, where would
Yeah.
they leave a comment at?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe I don't know if there's a comment thing on Spotify or not.
I don't know if
As
there is either.
we've discussed, we're two Apple Music users in the Spotify
I don't know
world, so.
anything about Spotify, but we did make it available for our Spotify listeners out there. So you're welcome. We keep it balanced.
And we're back. Episode two.
How many times will you do that?
We're back.
We're back.
Bow, bow, bow.
We can edit that into the music.
Yeah. Cue the music.
That was almost Seinfeld-esque.
Bow,
I
bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow.
just watched an episode of Seinfeld last
Really?
weekend. Yeah, it was really funny, but I don't remember what happened. I just remember it being really funny.
There you go.
I
I've only
no,
seen
I
it.
do no.
Oh.
I do remember what episode it was. It was the episode, which is really funny because the only George Costanza line I can do is where he says, I can't say it without laughing. George gets a toupee. He gets like a piece of hair installed on his head and then he like acts differently to everyone. And then the whole setup is that he goes on this date with a woman, but he doesn't know what she looks like. And she doesn't know that he, quote unquote, used to be bald. And he goes on the date with this woman. And it turns out she's bald. She has no hair. And then he's going to reject her for being bald, but he's bald. And so then Elaine, dissatisfied with how George is new acting, like his new personality, she rips the toupee, she rips it off, and she throws it out the window. Then the kicker to it all is that then George, now having a new realization about his true authentic self and how he enjoys being bald, he goes back to the bald woman and is like, she can't reject me. You'll never guess what she does. She rejects him for being bald. And it was a really funny
That's
bit. It was
awesome.
the quintessential George being bald
Oh,
episode.
George.
Jerry!
Thin line.
No, I don't need to do, I don't need to
Thin
do it again.
line.
Jerry,
Carry on, bald.
I'm bald.
There
Jerry,
you
you
go.
gotta get me out of here. Thank you.
George.
Jerry! No, I'm not. That's so important. That's the only line I could say. Besides, I'm bald.
I've only seen
Seinfeld.
several episodes. I've never done a full watch through, but
Neither have I. I've watched fully up to season four because my dad is really obsessed with it, and my uncle Mark is really obsessed with it as well. And they, I'll
Listeners
say
will
to,
remember Uncle Mark from the last episode.
this is true. Bringing the continuity here, every time I mention that I've only like seen up to season four, they all. What? They like throw their like, oh my gosh. It's like a huge deal to them. Seinfeld is in.
I can see that. Great cast.
Elaine is in
Elaine is awesome.
for
Probably my
sure.
favorite character. So funny.
She's the only, she makes it work.
The soup Nazi episode is, I mean, I know that's one of the all-time classics, but
Yeah.
it's so funny.
I really like, my favorite Elaine focused episode is the one where There, and this is actually an extended piece into my life, is the episode where they're watching open surgery, like Jerry and Kramer get to go. They're like, it's like Elaine's ex-boyfriend who like all of a sudden got really skinny and now she wants to date him again. He's having health problems and Jerry and Kramer are allowed to go watch his surgery. But during the surgery on the viewing deck, they drop Junior Mints into his open body. They drop Junior Mints into his open body. And then of course he's like eating them the next day and they're like gagging and he's like eating the ju and I don't think I've really ever been able to eat Junior Mints for in the rest of my life because I think about how they dropped Junior Mints into open surgery and then he ate them and he had a Junior
That is
Mint in his body.
disgusting. Wait,
I
who
know,
ate
so I
them?
know. The guy who got the surgery is like eating Junior Mints after one got placed in his body. And he's like in the hospital bed eating the Junior Mints. And he's like, they're so good. I never used to like Junior Mints.
Wow.
I can't believe you didn't know that episode. That's a classic. It's one of my
Wow.
favorites.
Great writing.
It's good. Do you think it's as good as Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Never seen.
I think it's Curb Your Enthusiasm better.
I've seen clips, so many clips
It's so
on
funny.
Instagram or things, and it is
It's
so
really, really
funny.
funny. I think you should give it a go. Give it a watch.
I will. What's it on?
HBO. Do you have that?
No, but I
Oh.
can, I'll be able to watch it.
I actually don't think I have that anymore either. We were using redacted roommates HBO still. We brought the same Xfinity, which is kind of like a Roku stick. We brought it to our new apartment, and there were still logged in to many streaming
Oh,
services of people that did not
interesting.
live with us anymore. And but we got logged
Perfect.
out
That's
eventually.
crazy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It took like a year, but we did eventually.
Yeah, I've seen so many clips from Curb that I think they're hilarious, but
They are.
I have never seen a full episode.
You should do it. What are you drinking?
Tea.
What
But I'm not
kind
sure
of
what
tea?
kind because my roommate went through all of the, was trying to condense space in the kitchen, and all this tea was in a box with the label, so I would know what kind of tea it was. And then they took all the tea bags out and put them in a big giant box with a bunch of other teas. And these ones, mine, that I had,
Like
don't
they
have any
took your
labels on
tea,
them.
like they took your tea out of your tea bag boxes and then mixed them all in with all the other teas.
Yeah. The other ones, the other, it's not a big deal. The other ones are all the other tea bags in the box have little labels on them, except for these ones that were mine. So,
But
I mean,
you
I know they're mine because they don't have any label on them, but I
did you
also
have
just don't
multiple
remember what
kinds?
kind of tea it is.
Did you have
So,
multiple kinds of teas that were unlabeled that all got mixed in?
no.
So,
All of them were labeled, except for mine.
yes, I understand this, but how many kinds of teas were yours?
Only
Like how many
two.
types? So
I only had
it
two
could be one
types.
of, what could be one of two
But
types?
I just don't remember what the other type was.
Oh, so you don't
Because it
even
was a
know.
long time ago.
What
I think
does
it's
it taste like?
peppermint because it tastes like peppermint.
That seems
So
like a pretty identifiable tea. I feel like you'd know by drinking it.
I think it's peppermint, unless it's like spearmint or wintergreen or something like that. I also don't
Okay.
know if it has caffeine. I really hope it doesn't right now. Love caffeine, don't get me wrong. But at the time of recording, I don't think I need some more caffeine. We saw some great movies recently.
We did. We did.
They're great. They mean, I think they're of course great, but tough watches.
Well, yeah. I don't think that those are like, what would you say?
Mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive in the way that that's a Venn diagram. There's no overlap. I was trying to say that.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Being a great film and being a hard watch, an awesome film and a hard watch, I feel like those are not mutually exclusive.
For real.
I saw
What ones
Nickel
did you see?
Boys.
Nickel Boys. Yep, me too.
I didn't see The Brutalist.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up having to go home to Hastings. I've been having like the worst car troubles in the history of known to man, which is a whole side bit. I've been having really bad car troubles. And so my car is finally done and I had to go pick it up this weekend. So I went home Saturday morning and I came home Sunday morning.
No time for movies. That's
No.
fair. Yeah, I know we said we were going to watch, try to watch some of the Oscar Best Picture nominees. I didn't
And
watch a single one
you
this
didn't watch
weekend.
any of them? You
I
didn't watch
watched
any of them?
no. I watched
Oh.
I mean, I've already seen four of them, but I didn't watch any additional ones.
I think I've seen five now. I've
I
seen five now.
watched In Bruges
I
this
saw
past
that on your
weekend.
letterbox.
Yeah, it was good. It was
Okay.
not what I thought it was going to be at all, but it was cool. It's Colin Farrell
Oh.
and Ralph Fiennes. It was so funny.
Is that how you say his last name?
I think so. It looks
Okay.
like Fiennes.
I always thought it was
Fiennes.
Fiennes. Yeah,
Fiennes.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's
I
Fiennes.
rewatched a movie that wasn't Oscar nominated. I rewatched About Time last night, which
Oh.
was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I think, I don't know if you read my review, but
Oh, I
this
have
is
not
a
yet.
just I didn't want to reiterate myself,
For the
is that
audio listeners, I'm looking at Claudio's Letterboxd
is
review
that
right now.
I cried earlier in the movie than I think I ever have while
Whoa.
watching it. I think it was like the 25 minute mark or something. Like I normally it gets me, of course, by like the last 15 to 30 minutes. I've gotten emotional, but it was like really early on in the movie that I got really misty-eyed and emotional about it.
What
It was
part
really
did you start crying? I mean, it could be any part, but
I don't know.
that good.
I think when they were out to dinner in like the blackout restaurant, and
Whoa.
then he comes out and meets her for the first time. And I think it was more of an anticipatory emotion. And I just like started remembering everything that happened in the movie. And I got immediately like sucked in and emotional about it instantly. And I was crying.
It wasn't the three glasses of wine that got
Well,
you.
I say lovey.
Outed.
What can you
No,
do?
I'm joking.
Right. What can you do? I almost thought about
Can't
drinking
do
it during
anything.
that, but other than that. Then I thought that would, during this, I almost drank wine during this, but I thought that would
I
be
think that could be fun.
unprofessional. Could.
Maybe next
Although
time.
I don't think I'm a good public speaker while drunk. I think some people are. Some people it like gives them a certain amount of courage and confidence. And I think I get too spacey. I recently
You
had
can
to
just be a little
present.
silly. You don't have to be anything
Yeah,
more than
silly.
that.
I could go get it right now.
No, I don't think so. Next episode.
Do you
Nickel
think that
Boys. Oh,
Nickel Boy
continue.
should win? Do you think that Nickel Boy should win Best Picture?
Oh, we're on the same page. Of the ones I have seen so far of the Best Picture nominees, I would say I liked that one the most and was most moved by it. Is it the same? I don't know. That and The Brutalist, which is also just an epic movie, I think, in a very different way. But those would be my top two
Okay.
that I would think would win. Nickel Boys for me was more emotionally impactful.
Okay.
But The Brutalist was also really good, and definitely afterwards I was in a haze for sure. And also I think overall that The Brutalist, the like magnitude of it, was maybe gonna appeal more to Oscar people,
Oscar bait.
voters. Oscar, it's
Oscar
true.
bait.
Also, controversy about AI in that film,
Yeah,
which that
I.
could knock it down a couple pegs.
Who's to say? Maybe they're pro AI over there in the Oscar, in the
It's
Academy.
possible.
Maybe they're pro AI.
What are your thoughts of Nickel Boys?
I think I really, really, really liked it, and I think I'm gonna give it. It's a 5-star movie for sure. I
Yeah,
think
it was really good.
one thing that kind of took me out of it at the beginning was the ADR, like line reading over. Because for the first like 30 minutes of the movie, it's only from the perspective of Elwood, right? Not to
Sure.
spoil. Spoiler-free review.
Yes, we'll make
Spoiler-free
sure there are no
spoiler free
spoilers.
is that it's from the first person's perspective, which it's kind of flips between a different person's perspective later on in the movie, which is, I think, spoiler-free. But for the first like 30 minutes, it's all the lines that Elwood gives are like dubbed over, and you can. I think it took away from his performance. Like, I don't think I was able to like fully appreciate his acting when I couldn't see his face. Like, I think
Oh,
when I could see his
I
face, I
hear what
thought
you're saying.
he was really incredible. But his line readings as a voice actor were not excellent to me. I think
Interesting.
that it
That's
had like
fair.
a different I don't know, like it hit differently. I absorbed them differently than when it
Definitely.
was like I was watching him do it. Like it took me out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I think the other character had was better voice acting.
I
Like
agree.
when you were is from his perspective, I think it's true for both though, that you're not getting their full performance when you can't see their face. But I would think that the other one, not Elwood, was slightly better, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you watch that and think it was the older guy from Shake It Up?
I've never seen Shake It Up.
You've never seen Shake It
So
Up?
no, I
Oh,
haven't. I did not
never
think
mind.
that.
He really does
That'd be
look like the
crazy,
guy from
though.
Shake It Up, but it wasn't
That would
him.
be a crazy trajectory.
What did you make of all the man in the man on the moon imagery that they were showing throughout the movie? Like there's a lot of moon, a lot of moon landing, a lot
Maybe
of
I
moon
just looked at
landing
this
footage.
really surface level, but I thought it was more just to give context on the time period. But
It did for the first part of it, but then eventually it's like they're splicing it in with all like the archival footage of the school that the movie was based on. You know what I mean? Like there's all this archival, it's the end gets really kind of, well, I guess we shouldn't say.
True.
Spoiler
Good
free.
catch. Good catch.
Spoiler free. I don't.
Anyway, static liners out there.
Is that what we're calling them?
Drop a comment down below if you want the name changed, but maybe right now that's what we'll refer you to. We'll
Okay.
refer you as
The static
you.
liners.
Static
Yeah,
liners, maybe.
I like that.
Yeah,
It's good.
static liners. Go watch Nickel Boys. Go watch The Brutalist. Drop a comment down below to see what you think should win Best Picture at the Oscars this year.
Go watch Anora. Go watch Anora, I thought.
Right, Anora. Let's add, well, what are all the ones nominated? Here's your full list,
I've
Static
got it pulled up.
Liners.
I've got it pulled up.
Oh, perfect. Go.
I've
Go
got it pulled
off.
up. Number one,
Rattle them
Amelia
off.
Perez.
Crickets. But we've never seen it, so it's hard. I don't know. I don't want to judge if I've never seen it, but
A complete unknown.
the movie's awesome.
Four star movie. The three and a,
Yeah.
four, well, three and
I'll
point
give it 8 out
seven
of 10.
five. I give it a
Maybe I'll give it
seven.
7.7 out of 8/10,
I give it
which
a
rounds
seven
up
point
to
five.
8.
I give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Rounds up to 8.
Conclave? I'm Conclave Hive, actually. I think I
Really?
want Conclave. I think I want
Ralph
Conclave to win
Fiennes.
Best Picture.
Speaking of Ralph Fiennes.
Did I tell you that when I first was reading it, like as a film in my head, I just kept reading it like Conclave? Like
Oh yeah, you did say that.
it
Thank
seems like
you.
it should be a Spanish word.
Thank
So I
you,
just kept
Spanish minor.
do you use it?
My Spanish
Do you use
minor?
it? Yeah, ever in your daily life?
Honestly, not really, but I would like to
Oh.
use it more.
Yeah.
I want to.
Can I go on a side tangent?
Yeah, of course.
My dad works at a sawmill. I don't know if you knew that. My dad is a forklift driver and has been a
I didn't know
forklift
that.
driver for 30 years at a saw 35 years at a sawmill.
Oh, yeah.
And he works with some Hispanic, I think, yeah, they're from Mexico. He works with two guys from Mexico who moved there to support their families. And one of them speaks pretty good English, and then the other one, they're like my dad's best friends at work. They're like his cronies. They like love sending memes to each other. They're like his best friends, and we've never met them.
Whoa.
And so he was like, you guys should come over to my house. He was like, my daughters can speak Spanish. And I was like,
Hold up.
I don't know about that. And so he invited them over. This was over Thanksgiving or Christmas break. This was over Christmas break. And we were th so their English, one of them had pretty good English, but the other one, his English was probably about as good as my Spanish.
Sure.
And so with the four of us for an hour had this like really broken English Spanish discussion. It was the first time I'd gotten to
That's
use my
awesome.
Spanish minor in a long time, but I would start a sentence and I would be like, knowing the full context and lead up to it, like, oh, they were asked like what I did for work. And I was like, oh, I help people who, and then I like lie. And then you like, if you don't know the vocab, you like
You
can't
lose the
even like,
vocab.
you can't
Or
even.
like, because you're doing the direct one-to-one, like English to Spanish word
Yeah.
translation in your head when
Yes.
once you get
It's,
over that hurdle and just like think of all the other ways to say the things, I feel like
yeah.
it's easy, but maybe
Probably.
not easy, but
Or they
smoother.
would start talking to me in Spanish and then I like wouldn't know one word and it would derail my whole understanding
Right.
of the sentence, which I think is what we experienced a lot with Esteban when he was our Spanish
Oh, true.
professor. Like it reminded me of that, where he would say the directions for the class and then he would be like, okay, everybody got it? And we'd all be like, yep. And then he would be
Wait.
like, okay. And then he'd be like, get to work. And then we'd all sit there in silence, and he'd be like, do you have any questions? And then we'd all like look at him blankly, and then he'd re-explain it.
Yeah, I
very
mean, at least it
slowly.
wasn't just us. It was everyone in the
No, it was
class.
everybody.
Also, side tangent, I might try to go to Spain in the
Oh,
fall. So
cool.
hopefully use Spanish minor then. I want to
Julia
do
might be
a.
there.
Oh, no way.
I
I
don't
want to
know.
do.
I don't know.
Have you heard of the woofing? I can't remember what the actual acronym is. It's like Worldwide Organic Farming Organization or something like that.
No, I don't know
Organization
what
for
that
Organic
means.
Farming.
I
But
don't know.
essentially, you just work, and it's not Spain specific, it's all around the globe. But you work for a family on their farm for like a week to 2 to 3 weeks or something.
Wow.
And they provide your stay and your housing and your meals, and you just have to pay for your travel to get there. So, never been. I want to use my Spanish minor. I feel like I might have some time later this year to
You should do it.
do it. I think I'm
Yeah.
going to try to.
Conclave.
Conclave. And we're
Then,
back.
and Nickel Boys discussed.
Yep.
I'm
Discussed.
Still Here, which I haven't seen. It's Portuguese. It's Brazilian film in Portuguese. Don't know anything about it. I do know that she's also had some lead actress controversy going on there. Don't know a ton about it. No, it's not good. The Substance. She could they could still win. Could still win Best Picture.
I'm a little
There's
afraid to watch that movie.
yeah, it's pretty gross.
I'm don't really like, would you say it's horror?
No.
Thriller?
I wouldn't call it like a scary.
Psychological
Yeah, I
spook?
definitely wouldn't call it like a scary movie. It's not like make your bones creep and
Right. Okay.
get in your skeleton, get under your skin, but it's supposed to just like make you go, ooh, ew. Why are they
Yeah.
doing? Why are they? Yeah, I mean, teeth falling out and skin ripping, and she puts her arm at her belly button and pulls out a chicken leg at one point.
Cool. Oh, awesome.
Like
Spoilers.
blood sprays, and then she turns into yeah, it's pretty good.
Speaking of that, and tying back into Spanish, in Spanish throughout your courses in school, did you ever have to watch La Piel que Habito?
No.
It's The Skin I Live In. Is what it's called, and I
Okay.
think it's Pedro Almodovar.
Oh, is he the one who did Two
Parallel Mothers,
Mothers? The Parallel
and
Mothers? Yes.
yeah,
Which I did not like at
but this
all.
I know you, I didn't mind it.
I really did not like that movie.
Well, this movie I had to watch for one class, it has Antonio Banderas in it, but it was so freaky and scary, and I feel
We
like
okay.
The
Body
Substance
horror,
is.
would you say?
Yeah, partially. Look up here. Look up the.
It says Spanish thriller and melodrama.
Yeah.
I
It's.
see.
The concept is like it's this plastic surgeon who is experimenting all of his things on his new
All of his
research and
things,
technologies,
all of his science
all
lab,
of his
all of his
science things, and all of
experiments.
his little science books. And.
He's making skin tighter and he's
Yeah.
moving things around.
But he's doing it on this captive he has in his house,
Oh.
who is also his lover.
Oh,
And
is it consensual?
I don't think so, but I don't
You don't
remember.
remember? Okay.
All I remember is being this move, thinking that this movie was really twisted. So
Okay.
that's kind of the vibe I get from the Substance
I
trailers or
think you
from
should
what I've
watch it.
seen of the Substance. I
I
think
think
I will, but.
there's a lot to say about women's bodies, and it's probably a similar motifs and themes. It's like commodification and, commercialization of women's bodies, and it's cool. I liked
Right.
it, but it
Margaret
is
Qualley,
it's nasty.
rising actress. She's really
Teeth
good.
falling. Oh, speaking of Margaret Qualley, just watched another movie. I just watched The Nice Guys for the first time.
Oh, I've never seen it, but it's been on my
Oh,
list for a
it was
minute.
good. It was really endearing.
Margaret
It was
Qualley's
like
in that?
I didn't know she was in it. I had never seen the fact that I didn't know anything about it, but she's actually quite good, and she's very young. She's like 20 years old in a movie.
Wow. Did you see? I mean, I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you
No,
seen that
I
one?
actually, on my way to that movie, I got to a really I got crashed my car one time. Do you
Oh,
remember
nice.
that's
With the
actually where we
cows?
were going? Yes, that was where we
Yeah.
were going.
I mean, it's not
I was
funny,
on my
but
way to see. No, it's I mean
it's funny now a little bit, but not really.
everybody seems to think that. I don't know if it's
Maybe
that funny to me
it's
now,
not. It's not.
but I
It's
can
not funny.
appreciate that it's funny to other people. It's, I mean, it is the, yes, we don't need to get into all that. But that's the movie we were on our way to see, was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I've still never been able to bring myself to watch it. I don't know if that's related.
Wow. Okay, interesting. I've never
Yeah,
seen it
I don't know if that's
either,
a...
but I did see that so many of the supporting cast in that movie are now really big stars, like Austin
Mikey
Butler and
Madison,
Margaret Qualley and Mikey
Anora,
Madison. Yep. But it's
Brad
cool
Pitt,
to see Brad Pitt. I
Leonardo
mean,
DiCaprio,
you know,
up and coming.
yeah, exactly.
Dune
Leo.
Part 2,
Awesome
nominated for Best
movie.
Picture.
I personally really liked it. I also love the
Did you
book,
like
so
Dune
maybe
Part
that
1 better?
helped. I did like Dune Part One just a little bit better, I think. I love the world building.
Do
And
you think Paul? Do you think Paul is a hero or a villain? It's so funny to me that in
He's
this like
neither.
insane sci-fi world, his name is Paul.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I
Yeah.
thought you were about to like explain it. You like raised your eyebrows like it was something that had elaboration to it, but there's not.
Okay, static liners and any listeners out there, you can feel free to fact check me on this. But I think that the concept of Dune is that everyone is from Earth initially, but have since colonized. It's like super far into the future and has since colonized galaxies and the
Yeah, I
globes
get
and
that,
stuff.
but
So,
yes.
oh, but I
Yes.
guess that doesn't change.
Why is his name
Also,
Paul when there's like
that.
Princess Aurelian? You know what I mean?
That's true.
Why is his name Paul when
There's
there's
also a
I don't
character
even
named Duncan Idaho. So,
I didn't know that. I did not know that actually. So
yeah.
maybe it's
I don't know.
you know there.
Good
Wicked.
movie, though. I really liked it. Wicked,
Wicked.
cool musical. Have not seen the movie, but
Best
I would like
Picture
to. I
nominee
think it'd be
though?
fun.
I've only seen, I've seen the bits online. I've seen the criticisms. And do I think it should have gotten Best Picture? I don't know, but I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. I'm not going to
Fair.
comment. I
Same.
don't want Ariana Grande's fans to come for me.
That'd be
Static
scary.
Liners, if you're also, what are her fans called? Do you know that?
No idea.
I don't either. I don't want them to say.
Grandites.
No, do you know what I think it is? I think it's Arinator. Like, Arinator, like I don't really know how you say that. Arinator, Arinator. I actually think that's what it is.
Ariana, Arianator,
Ari
Arianators,
Ari Arianators.
Arianators.
Well, no, because I don't think there's an A in it. I just think it's Arinators.
Arina Grande, if you're listening to this, let us know.
Never coming on the
She's a
podcast now.
listener,
Yeah,
probably.
Anora.
That's the one I want to see the most of
It
the
was
ones I
really
haven't
good.
seen.
It was really, really good. Can the pacing, it I can't even stress enough how good it was. Although I think it was a good movie and a well-made movie. But I recently read an article from a sex worker who was like, maybe it's not so sex worker positive.
Interesting.
Made me think about it
Interesting.
differently. Like it had some different framing to it. Well, what I'm trying to say is that I had seen previously that they had invited a ton of sex workers to screen and like not, oh my God, I shouldn't say that. Not prostitutes. I meant to say strippers, which is
Clip it,
horrible.
cancel her.
No, we're cutting this out. We're cutting this out.
No,
They
we'll leave
said
it in.
they, no, we're not. I'm editing that out. They sent a bunch of, they allowed a screening, not allowed. There was a screening. There was a screening
And she's
for
digging herself a
strippers.
bigger hole.
This for strippers and say there was a screening for strippers and sex workers for this movie because that's what the main character is, and they all seemed to like it. Like I saw a lot of positive reviews on it, and then I saw another one from this one girl who was like, actually no, it's bad. So, but I think it was a good movie. I think it was well made. I think the
Yeah.
performances were excellent. Whether I think it had the most amazing takeaways for strippers and sex workers, TBD. Those are
Who's
my
to
thoughts.
say? Who's to
And lastly,
say?
The Brutalist.
Brutalist. Yeah. Wow. That movie's crazy. I would definitely
Why
recommend you
is it
watching it.
crazy? Why is it
It's
crazy?
just like it seems to be like filmed at, I don't know how to explain it. It's so big is or the magnitude of it all. It's
You keep
filmed.
saying that.
I know, but it's like when I'm watching it, I don't know. It's one is filmed on, I think, VistaVision or a certain type of film that hasn't been used since, I want to say, the 80s, maybe before. So that's crazy. And so it gives it this weird coloration, I think. And also the frames are the size of the frame compared to like standard definition or full screen thing is slightly different. I also
Okay.
think that colors are more muted and it just really, I don't know. That
I'm
itself was
looking
just
up
cool.
images.
I thought all the performances were really good, especially the villain.
There's a villain in the
And
Brutalist.
kind of. Quick, let's
Oh.
pause for a message from our sponsors.
Are you tired of blending in? Do you want to sound a little more sophisticated, mysterious, or hilarious? Introducing. Oh, wow. That's pretty good, Impressions. The patent pending, all inclusive, easy to follow, hard to master Impressions and Accents training course will make you stand out from the crowd and make your friends go, oh, keep working at it, buddy. Or even, yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds like him, I guess. But don't just take our word for it. Ask our students, or should I say, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Whoa! Before this course, my impressions were way past lame, but now I'm zooming through accents. Gotta go fast!
Very impressive. Looking for more? This course changed my life. I have almost 13 girlfriends.
That's the problem with people like who use other training methods. They can't quite get it right. I don't want to talk anymore, man.
Wait, that's not all. Sign up today and unlock exclusive bonus lessons, including Celtic quips from the Highlands to the Emerald Isle. Walking the line. More power, more cowbell. Or stuck in the Middle Ages with you. Remember, with oh wow, that's pretty good impressions, you too can be saying, pretty good. Okay. I just didn't think, I guess my question is how there can be a villain in The Brutalist. I thought the movie was just him building buildings all the
It's
time.
so much more than that, kind
Is
of. It
the
is.
villain the failure of the American dream?
Yeah, I guess you could say that is one.
I
I
just feel like
mean,
that's, I feel like I've got the movie down already.
I don't know. It's crazy. I was left in a haze afterwards, I would say.
Okay. But that's always a good thing when you watch a movie.
Yeah,
I feel like that
it
means the movie
was.
was good. It
Yeah.
leaves you thinking about it.
But yeah, I think that's all of the Oscar nominations. So, Stackliners, pick your favorite. Let us know
What'd you
what you
think?
think should win. Oh, we can also say I feel like snubbed movies, challengers probably for
At
best
least for
picture and
best
for best
score,
score.
I also think that Josh O'Connor was snubbed for best supporting actor for Challengers and for a, I didn't actually watch this, but I saw a lot of clips from it, so I can't say for sure. But a widely panned movie this year was La Chimera. It was like an Italian movie about like an archae. I think you should watch it. I think you would like it. I need to watch it as well. Could be. I don't know. Maybe you won't like it. But a lot of people really liked it. A lot of people said it was really good and that he had one of the best performances of the year and he was snubbed pretty much everywhere.
That's crazy.
So.
Especially, I feel like the Challengers score, like you were saying, it was so big. That's what everyone was
So
talking about. Seems
good. It
like
made
people
the
forget
movie.
about movies. Because I also think Dune 2 could have received some more nominations,
Recent.
personally.
Recency bias. What can
Recency
you do?
bias, I think it's real in the Oscars.
Wah
But yeah,
wah.
you have the Challengers, like, is that how it goes? I've never seen it, but it's something
Yeah.
like that
Da, da, da,
in the
da, da.
back.
Well,
Is it? I don't know. Everyone
there's
was
one that
talking about
goes,
that.
yeah. And do you know what it's called?
Yeah, is it called yeah?
It's called yeah times 10.
Whoa, so they say it
'Cause
10
she,
times.
well, she says it sometimes like 11 or 9 times because I counted.
Whoa.
Because she has like yeah, she like throws it off a little bit, adds some, it's good. And then there's one
Subbed,
that's like
supposedly.
there's one where it's like it's one of the guys singing, it's like I don't know, remember,
Fair.
but it's really, it's more like that.
Nice. Speaking of music, did you watch the Grammys at all?
No.
I never
I
watch them
mean,
either, but I like to
I
see, I
looked it
like to go
up.
afterwards and see who won the things. But yeah, I did
Cowboy
watch
Carter,
Chapel
Album of the Year.
Roan's awesome. That's super cool that Cowboy Carter
I've
won.
been on I not to I've been on that since
Fair.
2022. Not to
Kendrick
flex.
raked in the awards. That was crazy. All for
Yeah.
Not Like Us. I did watch the Chapel Roan performance afterwards. That
You
was
should watch
awesome.
Doechii's performance.
I
I'm a big
also watched
Doechii
Doechii's
fan.
performance.
She's really awesome. I love her. And she
Yeah,
won
those are sweet.
Rap Album of the Year. Third Black
Super
woman to
cool.
ever do that after Lauryn Hill and Cardi B.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, huge win for her. She had a
Yeah,
really big year.
those were the two coolest performances, I think.
Big, like you said, big year for girls in music.
For real. For
Big
real.
year for girls in music. Doechii, add to the list.
The rise of stardom is crazy, especially I feel like for. I don't know as much about Doechii, and I also don't know a ton about Chappell Roan, but I do know that she was like busking recently.
Like 2 years ago.
Still, from going from that 2 years ago to winning a Grammy and also selling out arenas. Maybe she hasn't done an arena tour yet, I guess. I remember seeing the videos of her crowds at Lollapalooza, and it was just ridiculous. So
Yeah.
that's come up is super cool.
My friend Molly, I don't know if we'll bleep that or not. Molly,
Yeah, Molly Murray,
she showed
awesome
me
person.
Chapel Roan. Yeah, she is. She showed me Chapel Roan in 2022 in March on our spring break together
Dang.
because we were in Tennessee and she says Tennessee in Pink Pony Club. And
Whoa.
so she kept playing it all the time.
Did you know she played a show at, I think, the Intersection in Grand Rapids?
Probably that makes
She
sense. I
did.
mean, Chloe and
Mackenzie
I,
Cooper, my friend, she went to it
she blew up.
before she blew up. Yeah, super
Last
cool.
summer, Chloe and I almost went to see her, and then we just like didn't. Like we were like,
Botch.
let's buy tickets. Like I'll take the day off work. Like and we were gonna go. I don't know what the
Oh,
deal
you
was,
mean
and
this
we,
like previous summer?
yeah. And this
Okay,
was like
yeah.
before the huge ascension.
Oh,
She
sure.
was ascending,
She
but
was
it
on
wasn't
the
before.
rise, but
Yeah, she wasn't on the
yeah.
huge rise yet, and we almost went to go see her. We would have like waited out. I was really excited because she always has like local drag artists open for her.
That's cool.
I was really excited to see like local Detroit drag artists, and I didn't go. And I don't know why, and I regret it all the time. It was a really small venue. It was like El Club. I guess El Club isn't that small. I don't
Right.
know how. I actually don't know how small El Club is.
Would have been cool. I just tried to get tickets for Joe and sold
Oh, I always
out really
forget that
fast.
that's how you say his name.
Yeah, DJO for
Did Joe?
the Joe for those out there who aren't in the know.
I'm seeing Father John Misty on the
That'll be cool.
18th with Chloe. I'm very excited about it.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Where is that?
He's, I don't know, Detroit. She bought the tickets
Probably
and she
in
hasn't even Venmo requested me. Chloe, if you're listening, I don't know. Chloe could be a listener. She might not be, though. If you're listening, hit me with a Venmo request, please. I have no idea how much they cost. She just said, got the tickets, and I don't know.
Nice.
I don't, I'm waiting on that.
All right. Let's see.
I could talk about my slop dinner.
Oh. I'd love to hear. Wow, slop dinner.
Slop dinner.
Nothing.
Slop dinner. So for years, this is the origin of slop. For years, I have been making what my friend Andrew calls slop, to where it's like a mash or like a liquid base, like a mushy. A lot of my meals end up being slop in texture and slop like. And so
Awesome.
I make slop
Sounds
all the
great.
time. I've actually compiled a bunch of photos of previous photo of foods where I've called it slop. So like slop. Good looking slop
That
though.
does look pretty good for the audio listeners. Only Claudia is showing me
Slop.
a picture of her dinner.
Some more slop.
Yep.
Some more. That's not really slop like. This is some slop. This is it's just the most. This is more slop of the same slop.
Yeah.
I make a lot of
Yep.
slop all the time, and I so the catalyst to this is that more slop. I went to Kroger, which this is a whole side tangent, is that I think Kroger is the worst grocery store that in the history
Whoa.
an
Make some enemies
American.
out there.
I don't know whether it's the fact that it's my Kroger that's so bad. I think it has a terrible, there's, it doesn't, I don't like it in there. It's, everyone looks unhappy when they're in there. Nobody looks pleased. I don't know what that is about Kroger. They organize things. Shoot, I can't ever find
Maybe they're
anything. I don't
upset
know.
they have to pay $1 million for eggs.
I don't know. Maybe I, it doesn't, I don't understand it. So there's a Kroger that's like way closer to my house than the Meijer is. And so sometimes I crack and I go to Kroger because I don't want to drive the extra 6 minutes to
Yeah.
Meijer, and it's bad.
Fair.
So I go to Kroger and I'm really hungry and I'm starving, and I want to make a cauliflower harissa cauliflower with white bean puree underneath dip for my cauliflower. I'm in making recipes. It's a slop dinner. There's a base of
Sounds
slop with
good.
cauliflower on top. And so I go there and I'm looking on the app. I get the app because I can't find it. I can't ever find anything in this store. Sorry, swear words. Bleep. Can't ever find anything in the freaking store. And so I'm looking for harissa paste. I'm looking for harissa paste. Can't find it. App is not even showing up. I'm looking up harissa paste. It's not even showing up. Looking up tahini. Not even sh showing up. I'm going to the aisle they say it's in. It's not in that aisle. And then I'm so frustrated that I have this basket full of groceries. I have my basket full of cauliflower and parsley and all the stuff I needed for the recipe. And I don't want to put it all back, but they don't have the things that I need to make my dinner. And I'm already there. I've already wasted more time than I would have than just driving to Meijer, which is a superior grocery store. I'm wasting more time doing that. So that at this point, I'm so mad. I'm like
Yep.
I'm almost in tears because I'm so frustrated because I'm so hungry and I'm so mad at this Kroger app and I'm so mad at this grocery store that I go home and I was like, I'll just use what I have to at home. I don't have a lot of food at my house right now. So I go home. I'm like, let me make soup. Soup is easy. You can just throw stuff in a pot and make whatever, and it normally comes out fine and pretty good. You could just do whatever. So I go through my canned and I go through. So I'm like, okay, I have an onion. I have garlic, good base. I've got a can of beans. Sounds pretty good. And then back in the deep recesses of my food pantry, I find a can of cut leaf spinach, which is my enormous mistake of a magnitude I had yet to know. So I open this and I forget that it's like gross. I like forget that canned spinach is like disgusting. And I don't know why I even bought this. So I open it up, but this is like the only other thing besides like garlic, onion, and beans that I have in my house. And vegetable broth, obviously. So I take some of the and I'm like smelling it and it's disgusting. It's not smelling good. And I put it in the pot and I'm like mixing it all up and it's like burning and crusting on my ceramic pan. And I added my vegetable broth, I added my beans, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna blend this all up and maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be good. And I'll send you a picture. It wasn't, I
Oh.
just want you to, I just want you to see it. But so this is what I was looking at when I was done. And it was just putrid. It looks a little better because I put some vegan Parmesan cheese on top. But
Wow.
it was so, did you see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And it looked so
Nice.
bad. It was like the
How would
most
you
slop.
describe that for the listeners out there?
It is a bowl of green slop. It's a bowl of
Yeah,
green slop.
slop. It kind of looks like a pureed soup almost, but
It looks disgusting. Well, I mean, that's what it
I
was. It was
guess that's what
pureed.
it is. Slop.
And I put bread and butter and I ate it with bread and butter. And
The
it was not like.
massive amount of Parmesan on top is a really nice
I
garnish.
just didn't know what else to do with it. So I put a lot of Parmesan on top and I ate it and it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. And then I was like mad at myself for thinking that that I could even. You know what I mean? I just was like mad at the world. I was mad at myself. I was
Why did
mad
I
at
think I could
Kroger.
ever make my own dinner?
That's literally how I felt. It was so ridiculous. And I was so mad at the universe. So I started drinking the wine that I bought early. I wasn't planning on drinking it that early. And I think that contributed to the about time emotional cry fest bonanza that
And
I had
that's the
later on in
static
the evening.
line. That's the
So yeah, I made the worst
tie
slop
it
in the
back
history of
in.
the world. It was gross. It was probably one of the. I mostly make dinner that's pretty good. Like, I don't think I'm a bad cook. I've been getting better, especially with my cooking. I'm not like making up recipes, but I can follow and execute a recipe pretty well. I can most of the time conjure up something if I don't have a ton of ingredients, and that was the worst thing I've literally ever made in my life. It was so bad. It was just, it wasn't that
We
bad.
have
I
a
ate it.
similar thing, me and Turner, my roommate. For a long time, we were trying to meal prep together and share our meals, and we would make one big thing for that we'd eat throughout the week, and then each weekend we would make another one for the next
So
week,
you'd eat the
which
same
is
thing every day for a week?
for dinner mainly. But it was normally like I would normally eat something different for lunch, but then for dinner I normally ate the same thing. But it was adaptable. Like I could put it over. Essentially, it was like slop, or we like to use the term gruel.
Okay. Gruel is a good word for it, too.
But you could put it over rice, or you could put it over noodles, or you could eat it as a soup or
So
things like that.
you were making slop.
Yeah, essentially gruel,
You were
as we
making
like to
your own
call it.
sleep. I think slop is so much better.
Gruel, after a week of eating, so let's see, first thing we made was, I don't even remember.
Like
I want to say it was a
what counts as
curry.
gruel? Like the rice isn't gruel, the curry is the gruel.
I would say the curry is the gruel,
Okay.
probably. I
Because it's
don't
like
remember for
what
this
is
one,
slop?
but
What
this
is
one
gruel?
has a curry base and then a bunch of little vegetables inside of it. But I don't remember what they were because it was a long time ago. But then we just had so much of it that eating it after a week, it just gets so gross. Like, even though at first it was good and we're like, yeah, this tastes good. But after the monotony of it all, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm eating gruel
Is slop,
in
slop,
Siberia.
slop.
Yeah, gruel. And we did this curry, and then we did a soup, a sweet potato soup, maybe, or it was a squash soup. It was a squash
Slop,
soup, butternut and
slop,
delicata squash soup. But it was great at first.
slop.
And then after a week of the gruel, you know what? Comment down below. Is it slop or gruel?
It's
You be the
slop.
judge. Was bad. And then we made a goulash, which was good at first, and then yeah, just over time the gruel sets in. So we haven't done that in a little while now. I'm a little over the gruel, but I might be, I don't know, who's to say, might come back.
Slop is in.
Slops
Slop
in.
is always.
Should we do
My
some in
slop
and
used to
outs?
be good.
Cue the in and out music. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas. Let me pull out my ins and outs for the year, which we have previously discussed, but I'm fine going over them again. I actually haven't discussed your ins and outs.
True. I also
Which
don't know if we've discussed them on
you made like a graphic
podcast.
for your
I
ins and
did.
outs.
I
Why did
had
you
to.
do that? Why did you do that?
Had to let the people know. I had to let them know, and I wanted it to be visually appealing for
Did
them.
you post it on your Instagram?
I just saw my close friend's story.
Okay.
Just for my close friends only.
If you're listening and you didn't see the ins and outs
Oh.
list, that's tough.
Well,
That's
you'll learn about it right now.
I
It's still
guess.
bad, still
You're a
awkward.
close, you're
I'm
a
sorry.
different type of close friend.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you want to alternate ins and outs? Do you want
Yeah, let's alternate.
to? Okay. Alternate
I need
ins or alternate
to
outs?
let's start positive, maybe start with ins.
Okay.
And these are for the whole year. Just predictions or maybe personal preferences of what we want to see as cool and not cool in 2025. I'll go first. My first in is the public library. Maybe that's
That's
timeless,
also
but
that's on my in list, actually.
really?
Well, audiobooks and the public library
Okay,
are on my in list.
same thing,
I
kind
just,
of,
yeah, I told
but
you. I got a library card for
right.
the Ann
Congratulations
Arbor
on
area.
becoming
Thank you.
a townie in
A
your
townie. Yes.
town.
Have you gotten a library card for Philadelphia?
Yeah, it was one of the first things I did when I moved here.
Wow,
And
you
there's
got it. I've been living
also,
here for 5 and a half years,
that's
and
crazy.
I just got a library card.
There's a library
Can
right down the street from me as well, which is really nice.
you
Just a
just
nice
go
service to
there
have.
and hang out?
Yeah, you could if you want to.
You
They
don't?
rent, I do every now and then. I wouldn't say it's a regular occurrence, but it's a
Do you
nice
rent
resource to
their
have.
like sewing machines? Do you rent
No, we
their
don't.
sewing?
As far as I know, at least in the location that's closest to my house, they don't have things like that.
Do you know at the
But
Ann Arbor Public Library, you can rent vinyls and
yeah,
you can
I've
rent
rented them before. I rented Good Kid, Mad City there one
you can
time.
rent art. You
Shout
can
out to
rent,
Drake.
yeah. He won Grammys. He got his shout outs last
That's the
night.
static line.
Two
Full circle.
two nights ago, he got his two how many nights ago?
Two, I think.
I don't
Well, I
know.
don't know. Three.
Yeah, audiobooks public library is in. Does that
Yes.
count for my in?
You can go with another one.
Frozen goods.
Oh.
Frozen.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Why?
I don't know. I'm more of a fresh goods person.
Guess what?
But
That
sometimes doesn't really work.
some people live in we gotta be
True.
maximizing cost effectiveness. Gotta be maximizing our accessibility
So true.
of fresh produce because technically they are frozen produce is fresh produce. It's just
At
frozen
a
fresh
time,
produce.
true. That's fair.
Yes, it's picked at peak nutritional value, then frozen. Some people live
Maybe
in
I
a
need
food
to change
desert.
my
It's not
perception.
very woke
Very
of you.
true. Very true.
Not very
Very
woke.
true.
Some people live in a food desert and they need frozen goods to be able to access nutritional fruits and vegetables.
That's fair.
And so
That's
now
very
you look
fair.
like the asshole.
That's okay.
Because you
I'm
think everybody
sorry.
should be eating fresh spinach all the time, not canned cut leaf.
I can't cut leaf spinach and eating
Not canned,
slop.
and that's no, it's not the
Isn't
static line.
it?
In another in segue soup. And you know I'm gonna add a slash to that slop soup and slop.
Ooh, okay. I
It's in.
mean,
Gruel
sure.
out, slop in.
All right. We'll leave that one up to the listeners. Another in for me, kind of on the same wave, I feel like, slightly different, is the crock pot or slow cooker.
Okay.
Why rush when you're making your food? Just let it simmer
Yeah.
for a little bit.
Sure.
Have a nice big, not even, doesn't even have to be big, a nice meal waiting for you after several hours. Perfect on a cold winter's
Yeah,
day.
I will say as a vegan vegetarian, not a lot I can do with a crock pot. Like
What about
I
French
could just
toast? I guess
with a
they're
crock
eggs.
with a crock pot.
I feel like there's a way you could do that.
What do you
Or,
mean? What are you talking about right now? Actually, like what do you mean cook French toast
what
in a
do you
crock
mean?
pot?
I'm
What do
thinking,
you
here's
mean
what you
French
do.
toast in a are you thinking
Here's
of a
what you
toaster?
do. No,
What are
French
you talking
toast? Have you ever
about?
had French toast before?
Yes, I've had French toast
You don't
before.
cook
What
it in
do
a
you mean?
toaster.
No, you cook it on a
I
pan.
guess normally on
You
a
cook it
pan, but here's,
a
all right,
skillet.
let me lay it out for you. At least what I think would work. I've never done this.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
You take the cut up little pieces of bread. It can't be full like sliced bread or anything. It would probably have to be something a little smaller, like a roll or like a baguette that you chop into inch pieces. And then throw them in the crock pot, throw some, I don't know, cream cheese or butter on each of them, and then make this mixture, egg mixture, I guess, is what you normally use to make French toast. Whisk some eggs up, throw in some, I don't know, syrup
So how many pieces are
or
you getting out of this?
cinnamon
How many pieces are you getting out of this?
however many you want, however many pieces of bread you cut up. Well, again, they're going to be smaller, though, I
Do
would
you and you
think. And then you throw all the egg mixture in there.
wouldn't they
And
all like
then
can
let it simmer in
like
for like 8 hours or however
wouldn't they
long,
all
4
congeal? Would
hours.
that not overcook the eggs? Eggs cook pretty fast.
Cook on low. And it's also all whisked up. So,
Wouldn't the if you're layering pieces on top of each other in the crock pot, because a
no,
crock pot
you're not layering them. You're placing them on the bottom.
you can really only get like three pieces out of that.
Depends how big the bread is. In my perfect world, you're getting 6 to 8 pieces.
What are you eating? Like baguette French toast?
Yeah, essentially baguette French toast. Yeah.
I don't think that that would even be good.
All right.
And
Comment down below, listeners.
also,
Would that be good? Would you eat my
whole point
crock pot French toast?
whole point is that I'm vegan. I don't eat eggs.
True.
Over the holidays, 6 over the holidays, then I have some deviled eggs. Sue me. What can you do?
Deviled eggs are awesome.
Is that a cheat? Who's to say? Probably.
I don't know how you do it vegan. You wouldn't really want to use tofu eggs for something like that.
Well, that's not what they make. That's well, when they make, have you ever had just egg?
No.
Oh, well, they
I
it's out of
guess I've
like
had an
mom.
egg substitute though that is made out of tofu.
Mung, they make it out of mung bean,
Mm.
which is like a yellow lentil kind of thing. And
Interesting.
then they soak it up, and then they, I don't know what they do to it, but you can make vegan egg with mung bean.
Well, you do that, throw that in the crock pot. See what happens. Live a little.
I guess, I don't know. It doesn't feel like that would
Okay,
be, because a
fair
crock
enough,
pot
though.
is, crock pot's so tall, like the point is to like get the volume out of it. And if you're using this
Yeah,
whole tall,
I
like
hear
I
you.
picture a crock pot being like 2 feet wide,
I hear you.
like, and like a, like 11 inches tall, like I don't, that doesn't
I
really feel like
think
it's
slow
a,
cookers are still in, but if you're vegan, I apologize. That was not very sensitive of me.
you're really not very sensitive to anyone.
Arr.
What's in clogs and mules? Clogs and
What
mules.
was the second part of that? What'd you say?
Clogs and mules, like a
Mules,
mule,
like the
like
horse,
no, like the
donkey,
shoe, like a
child?
mule, no, like a mule shoe. Look up
Never
mule
seen one of those before.
shoe. It's basically just like a backless shoe, like Birkenstock Bostons, like are a type of like a mule.
Those aren't clogs.
No, I think clogs are a style of mule.
Okay, interesting.
I
Clogs have
don't.
the heel, I guess.
Yeah, clogs are heeled.
And mules are not.
Clogs can have a back on them. Mules can be clogs. Clogs can be mules, but not all mules are clogs. Do you ever
Interesting.
learning? Do
But
you remember
all
learning
clogs
that?
are mules.
No.
Oh.
My dance goes are technically clogs, but they have a back on them.
I thought clogs did have the back on them.
They can also not have the back on them.
Oh.
They can be both. They can be either. It's all congealed. It did you do you ever remember learning in elementary school that this is actually something that changed my life in the course of my time on this earth, when I learned that all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are
That's
squares? I learned that in fifth
crazy.
grade, and my fifth grade teacher had to repeat it to me like seven times
Your mind was
because
just shattered. Your
I
mind was
was
blown.
shattered. My perception of reality was blown, which completely whatever.
Awesome.
Not all mules are clogs, and not all clogs are mules, but they can be the same. Clogs and mules are in. I can show you my
Okay.
clog mule collection. I won't. Good though. Got a few.
Let's see. In for me is buying tickets in advance to
Okay.
places.
Instead, like
Make
as
sure you see
opposed
that
to.
show. Don't wait till the last minute, because then
Okay.
it might sell out and then you'll
Might
be
just sell out.
out of a good time, which happened
Or
to me
you'll
one time when I
the
was trying to
artist will
see McGee.
the artist will blow up, and then you'll
Exactly.
regret it
Yeah.
for the rest of
Well,
your life.
yep.
Chapel
Yep.
Roan.
Exactly. Another in for me is talking in a weird little voice, which
You really,
I
and
haven't really
mainly
done
Bob
that much in this
Dylan's
episode.
little, and you
Lately,
did
it's
Bob
been
Dylan
Bob
a little.
Dylan, but or sometimes it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, or I'm just like, I just want to say something in a silly little way.
Shabby.
Just to keep things light, you know? Keep things light.
Kramer. No, that wasn't very good.
Should we move on to some outs?
Yeah. Out. Out for me. Weed that isn't weed, which we discussed previously. I think that we need to abolish dab rigs. I think we need to abolish the Penjamin. I think you shouldn't be
Whoa.
smoking. You shouldn't be smoking that. Not good for. I don't think. I think it's going to come out that it's like crazy bad for you one day, which I get it. Smoking in general, any inhalation is not good for you. But I think we should go back to plants. I think we should get
You're
back to the
on the more
source.
pure hash wave
I just think that
pot, as one
like
would
that
say,
oil,
Mary Jane.
the oil is weird. It weirds me out. Like what are they putting in there? You don't know that for sure. What's in
True.
there?
True.
It's could be scary stuff,
Yeah.
crazy chemicals, gas and chemicals, as my mom would say. We don't know what something is made of. We'll often just say gas and chemicals, like her coffee creamer that's made from like milk derived products.
Gas and
Out
chemicals.
coffee creamer and sweet coffee. Latte here and there is
Yeah.
fine, but I think that on a day-to-day basis, your coffee needs to be utilitarian. I think we need to get rid of creamer. Coffee is a tool, not something to enjoy.
Fair. I like that. I like that. Gas and chemicals out. Kind of.
Gas chemicals They're in as a bit, out as a
Sure,
real
love it.
legitimate thing.
Out for me.
Out.
Oh, go for it.
No. Okay, boba. Boba's out. Think we need
Boba's
to
something I like, but I'm never craving, you know?
wrap it up. Wrap up the boba. This is the worst chapstick I've ever used in my life. This is mint cocoa.
Ooh, I have the best chapstick in the world. Not to flex, but it
You
is
are. I can flex on
it's
you even harder than that.
Bonapple Hill Apiary.
Do you
Shout
know what
out
this bag
to
is?
Mr. Sidebotham, who made this
Are you
from
see
his bee colony.
are you seeing this? Whoa. That's how many chapsticks
Yeah. See, if you just have a good
I
one, you
have.
only need one.
Well, not if you lose them constantly.
True,
Because
true,
I buy
true.
good ones and then I lose them so fast, really fast.
An out
Okay.
for me is texting and walking at the same time.
Yeah, that's
Maybe
got
I
that should.
just need to slow down but when I'm walking somewhere and it's kind of busy out and people in front of me are looking down at their phone and they're still walking and then they walk super slow and then
Trying to
I
get
can't get
around them.
around them because it's
Trying.
busy or whatever, and it's just makes everyone's slows everyone down. And maybe that's a me thing. Maybe that's a skill issue on my
Maybe
part. I should just,
you're anti-disabled people who have to walk slow.
man, I'm really getting out at this in and
Wah, wah.
out.
Strike
So,
three. Strike three, you're done. Strike
okay,
three.
and I'm done. But anyway, just take a step off to the side and you can still text your friend. I realize it might be an urgent message, but
Just
if you
stop.
just take 1 second, step off to the side, and
Okay.
everyone will be the better for it. And then one more out for me is disliking SNL. I understand it might not always be the funniest thing, and some of the bits are not funny, and some are funny, but just constantly hating on it because, like, oh, you think your humor is too advanced for it, I think is kind of
Like
silly. It's a fun thing.
let's see you try and write a comedy every single week. That's
Yeah.
relevant and funny, and that being your job and getting pressured to do that every single week,
Exactly. Yeah.
let's say you get 100% hits all the time.
I also
It's gonna
think the
be,
music performances on SNL are so cool. Like,
they are
you'll
really
a lot
good.
of times hear new
Well,
music or songs that artists won't
did you
ever
see
release.
Timothy on it?
Yeah. I mean,
And he was so cool. It was
it
so
was
good.
cool. And even if it wasn't like technically the best out there, it was still entertaining. And just stop hating on it. Just give it a chance.
Hating is out.
Hating is
Well,
out.
I don't know.
About SNL?
Well,
Hating? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't
I can't say that hating is out.
know. I don't know.
What my last out is women putting themselves in boxes or women labeling themselves in hyper specific ways. I think that we're too malleable. I think we're too
Snaps.
malleable. Women are so such. The finicky. There's too it's multifaceted. There's too much to say. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm this. Are you this? What kind of girl are you? I'm this girl. I'm this kind of. Why can't we all be everything all the time? And just why are we pinning ourselves down? Why are we minimizing ourselves to one thing? Why can't we be everything all the time? I don't know. Realized that this year. It was like once the micro trend started like reaching me. Beyond, because I'm not on TikTok and I haven't been for a long time, but the micro trends started reaching me outside of TikTok. Like they were becoming pervasive in just culture in general. And I was like, whoa,
For sure.
we need to stop this.
That's a good
So
one.
anyway.
I like it. That's a good one. All right, should we wrap this episode up?
Yeah, I think we should. I think we covered a lot of ground here, covered a lot of ground in this episode.
Important groundbreaking things as
Important
well.
groundbreaking commentary that has never been said before.
Never been
I
said
think
before.
that the importance of this podcast has really yet to be thoroughly dissected by the academic research field. I think later on, people will listen to these tapes, and I think there will be such sociological ramifications that I don't even think we know currently.
The bounds,
Just
the
the
limits.
bounds, the limits, for sure. It is boundless and limitless at this point in time.
Yeah. And we're just getting started.
This is only episode two. It's only episode two. Stay tuned for all of our next episodes. Leave a comment, Follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah. You can go to our website, I think, and maybe
Leave
leave a comment there
us
too.
5-star review. Leave a 5-star review.
Text us. Yeah. Don't give our number out if you have it, but text us if you have something
I don't
good
even really
to
think I've
say.
shared this with that many people, this podcast. Oh,
I only
sorry
shared
to all
it.
the.
Yeah, I didn't share it with too many people either.
Well,
So
you
if you're
sharing your
listening, that
closest are.
means
You did more than I did.
true. But if you're listening, that means you are thought of by us. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
We
we thought about you.
thought about you.
Just a little bit.
So
And
but yeah,
happy
only send us good
early
things. We're not gonna read any
Valentine's
of the
Day.
bad things you sent to us.
Speaking of thinking of people, happy early Valentine's Day
Yeah.
to
Happy
all our
Valentine's Day out
listeners.
there.
If you're listening to
Go
this,
find your Valentine.
yeah, you might get a Valentine from me, but if you're Sam's listener, you might not get a Valentine from me. But if you're my listener,
I don't really send them out, but
you probably will get it. Why not? It's the best, most gratifying thing you can do with your life.
maybe I will.
Good.
Maybe I will
It's
this
fun.
year.
I send a beautiful note to
You
everyone I
actually have
know.
to sign up to the Patreon to get a Valentine from
You have
Claudia.
to leave a 5-star review. I'll check. We're checking. And we're actually doing a giveaway. Actually, if you leave a 5-star review, post this on your story, and tags your two friends in the comments, we'll check. You will get a handwritten Valentine from me this year by
Wow.
February 15th.
Wow. Impressive.
So,
Crazy.
thanks.
Last
Yeah,
second
feel free
Oscar
to.
best picture prediction.
I think for Best Picture, it's gonna be. I think it's I'm gonna go the underdog route. I'm gonna say Nickel Boys. Is that your
I
guess?
was going
I
to
don't want to
say the
steal
same
you.
thing. I was going to
I
say
okay, to
the.
give a different answer than you, I'll say Conclave. I'll say Conclave.
Okay. My reasoning real quick was I think the controversy of the AI with the brutalist is gonna take it a peg down, and
Dock some
then
points.
dock some points, and then Nickel Boys is gonna, or Anora, I could see that one too, even though I haven't
I don't
seen
think
it.
Anora will win. I think it's too niche. I think it's too, I don't know. It's too
Fair.
something.
Well,
I don't
yeah,
think it'll
let
win.
us know what your predictions are.
Leave a comment.
And Thomas, cue the music. This
It
episode
sounds
sponsored
great.
by Slop slash Gruel
Slob
by
and
the
Gruel.
Recording
Sponsored by
Academy.
Chapstick. Sponsored by your Chapstick?
Thornapple Apiary, yes. Shout out Raymond Sidebotham. Get all your good chapstick needs from Thornapple Apiary. They have the best bees and honey around.
Sponsored by Burt's Bees as well. Don't buy the mint chocolate chip flavor. It's not good. Everything else they got going
Bye.
on is good. Yes. Goodbye.